Okay. Judy Klinko.
Present.
Meredith Aronson.
Present.
Sandra Barton.
Present.
Mimi Petro.
Present.
Dre okay. Thompson.
Present.
Oh, okay. Wendy, you here.
All right. First order of business. I'll read our mission statement. Tucson IDA enables its strategic, economic, and community development by providing financing and access to capital for projects and programs that benefit a thriving Tucson. All right, second piece of business, discussion and take action on the small business lending opportunity. Sandra, you want to lead this conversation, please?
Yes, BDFC and our loan committee met regarding Cafe Passe. They are requesting a $200,000 loan, of which the Tucson IDA would be a $100,000 participant. It is a fully amortizing loan. They are requesting for $200,000, $100,000 would be ours, for a 9-year term and at a 7.5% interest rate. Today, prime is 6.25%, so it's a spread of 125 basis points. The project is located there on 4th Avenue. It is on the west side of the street, kind of like catty corner from Caruso's. So the reason for the request is that the owner, Jenny Rice, bought the property in 2016. No, excuse me, she bought the restaurant, not the building. So she has run the restaurant since 2016. Pre-pandemic, it was doing very well. Pandemic hit, and of course, everything has just gone down. She closed it during 2020 per the governor's mandate. It's been opened. However, she's has it closed today because she's doing renovations. So the renovations is new air conditioning, new equipment, new flooring, patio. We saw the pictures of the project, and it is absolutely gorgeous inside. I've never been there. I've walked by it, but I have not walked in there. Upon review, the loan committee decided to move forward and recommend for approval this $100,000 request. So, owner Jenny Rice has significant experience in the restaurant business since 2006 because she worked for Cafe Pococosa from 2006 to 2016. She came into Cafe Passe. She is basically doing everything, bussing tables, doing, you know, the cooking, the cleaning, managing the restaurant. Number two, she purchased, of course, the cafe in 2016, runs it. With the improvements, she will be able to expand her business. She has a liquor license, or her goal is to offer dinner and, you know, get a great big, have a kitchen with the new equipment. Because right now, everything is either microwaved on or little hot plates. I've never seen them, so I don't know how small they are. So the strengths of this credit is it makes economic sense. We do have a primary source of repayment, which is the cash flow from the business. The projection is the debt service coverage ratio is 3.89. What that means is that for every dollar of debt, she has $3.89 of cash. So that is very good. And if you amortize, I amortize the loan $200,000 for 9 years at 7.5%. Fully amortized loan, her monthly payment is $2,500. So that is a doable payment, and I firmly believe, in running the restaurant. We have economic development near downtown. She is going to create up to 12 jobs, you know, as people get more into going out and being out in the community, and it's also a woman-owned business. We are in a second lien position. We will take a second on her house. Realize that as a second lien holder, we would only get the net proceeds of the sales price to what is owed on the first mortgage. However, based off of the math that I did, she has, her mortgage is only $215,000 with a value of the house of $400,000. So she does have some equity in the house. Of course, we don't know what values are going to be in the future. So today we do have value if anything happens. So with that, does anyone have any questions?
I had two questions, if I might. One, I was kind of curious, in our assessment of loans, I don't know anything about the restaurant business, but is the cost of goods sold at 42.2, but relative to 30%, is that competitive? Do we know?
I do not know, but I can ask and bring that up. I'll send the email to Wendy. Wendy can then forward it to everyone. Mm-hmm. So I will do cost of goods sold.
Yeah, I think that 42 would be over 30. And, you know, the two things I would worry about here is she competitive in how she's organized her business, regardless of how she's been in it? And then the other is, she sounds like, you know, if she dropped dead tomorrow, which I hope certainly that she does not, if everything is really on her shoulders, we're at risk in a different way. And she sounds like that kind of owner. So I just think that to me is a risk that has not been reflected here. But I do think of that as a risk and something that would be good to understand, like, what's her contingency plan?
Well, and that is correct. Usually when we have something like this, you know, she does have run her business. She knows all about that, but you're right. It's basically you would ask someone if this was a true banking, Keyman Life Insurance. I don't know that we're allowed to ask for Keyman Life Insurance in this case, but I will ask on that one. Key Life.
Thank you.
I did notice that BDFC on past loans do have life insurance listed as something that they check up on. But okay, yeah, we should look up. We should look into it.
Yeah, and I know BDFC did approve that, so I will ask if maybe it's in their files that just did not get transferred over to our files. With these two questions, do you want to table it, or would you like to approve subject to?
That'd be fine. It's a great business. I've been there. I hope they don't lose too much of the funkiness. That back patio is just really cool. So if they go too upscale, it'll be death.
I mean, looking at the pictures of the dishes, it's like, oh my gosh, that looks delicious. So,
all right, we're ready to call for a vote.
So okay. I make a recommendation that as a board, we approve the loan for $100,000. With a caveat to have a better understanding of the cost of goods sold of 42% over 30%, and inquire about Keyman Life Insurance.
I move. I second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. Let's call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Resolution passed. Move on to the third item of business, a discussion and take action on the annual audit partners. Greg?
Yeah, I just wanted to just briefly update you. Last that time that we voted on this, we were going to go back to Roberts E. Luxonis, and they are unfortunately unable to accommodate our request for an audit this year. So I just wanted the board's approval to seek other options. One of the options that might be a potential is, rather than a full audit, we could do it's like one layer below an audit.
It's a review.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. Financial review. Or we have two other companies that submit proposals to us for full audit. So just wanted to say that the vote that had been taken to move forward will not work. So just wanted authority to seek secondary options.
I'll have my
go ahead. I'll go after you.
Did they say why they didn't want to do the audit?
They had looked at our meeting minutes and saw that we were intending to potentially move from them in a different year. And so that was, they thought it wasn't a good idea given that we were going to move away from them regardless.
Is this the same company? Sorry, Meredith, is this the same company that we were, the other company was talking about and their representative was there? And
yep. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was not a huge shocker, but So
I guess my question, maybe to you primarily, Sandra, is it unusual to alternate years? Like that, would that be an unusual choice for us to say, like maybe even for us right now, every other year review, then full audit would be a good strategy?
No, because it's a red flag. So we would want to stay reviewed because if anyone were to ever audit our books, they're like, well, wait a minute. Why did you go from audit, year one to review year two back to audit? It's too hard for the CPAs to go back and forth. My recommendation is to continue with an audit. And if they're not willing for their reason, I would make a recommendation to start with a new company. And just give them all the information. And year one should be costly. Year two should not be as expensive. Year one is because they have to go through all the years, look at all the numbers, see how they all make sense and how that CPA arrived at our final numbers, and then start.
Mm-hmm. Have we addressed the major concerns from that of the review of that last audit enough that we would like want to have somebody do all that work to find the same things out again, if not?
So we're actually in pretty good shape. So Rihanna went through and did a full closing of our annual year prior. And it was pretty messy and there was lots of unaccounted things. So she's actually spent a lot of time getting that year closed up, seamed up, looking good. Some of the concerns were not having the financial policies and procedures in place, which we have addressed. And so the major concerns, I do believe, have been addressed for this year. We might still have a couple little squirrely things because they're kind of reflective of the prior years, but our financials for that year have been reconciled. And so that's pretty good place to start.
Do you need the group to give you a motion to make that change or?
Yep. So is it going to call for a motion?
I make a motion that we look for a new accounting firm that will audit the Tucson IDA books.
I second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Questions? Okay, call for the vote. All those in favor of the motion as stated?
Aye.
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 Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And our B&O insurance is still good, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay, insurance is good. You guys are all protected.
All right. Call to the audience. All right. There's no audience. Call for an adjournment.
So moved.
Seconded.
Yay!
Bye.
Good evening. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Hey, take really care. Quick, we don't have a meeting. When's our next meeting?
Next week.
Okay,
it's two weeks from now.
Two weeks.
I will be in Ireland.
Yes. Okay.
So, I won't be there. I have an MPA meeting October 20th.
I'll be having more fun than Sandra. I'll be in a pub.
I was going to say, I can only imagine what you'll be doing in Ireland.
I'll be finding this sheep on the Dingle Peninsula.
I want a picture. I want a picture of you and the sheep.
And the sheep, yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great weaver on the Dingle who does beautiful, beautiful scarves and does beautiful weaving.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, look for him.
Him. All right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so
much. All
right. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye. Have a safe journey.
Thanks.
Enjoy the conference. Have safe travels and have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.